Who is it? One of the gentlemen about the whole Maisha business, that people take off more than they have to sometimes also.
I did it by accident.
No, not now. Now I'm talking, you're talking about the food. I'm talking about with money.
Oh.
There's a big shiloh if you start taking off Maisha before you pay your mortgage, after you pay it. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like the government, like, what are you allowed to do? What's
deductible? Right, really, before you take off Maisha, is it Maisha from your gross? Is it Maisha from after your...
Is it a gross? It's not gross?
Yes, I thought too, but I haven't had material at home from the David Sinarov, I think, the Chavachad Friedrich and David Sinarov. He wants to write something along the lines that until you pay your rent and your this and your this and your this and your that, that doesn't count. That's an income. Income is what you have here.
So if you're making less.
Yeah, so that's the point. It comes out that if you're running a deficit, you're not chayef to give.
I don't know.
It's not the question. Yeah, I
heard different than even somebody.
Yeah, no. I'll
get the donkey you're supposed to be.
I have to bring it in. I haven't seen it in many years. If I get my kids to find it for me, I'll bring it in next week. Interesting. And I saw today Chayolim from the Stipler, Perek Vav, the first chiddush. So he's really good. It gives you such a big chiddush. He says that if you take a look at people in general, there isn't anybody that doesn't spend a good part of their lives with issues. Either their medical issues, their work issues, their financial issues, their spouse issues, children issues. Issues. Whoever you meet has an issue. It's guaranteed. So he says... So therefore, if you stop anybody and you ask him, what was the purpose why we were created? Were we created for Olam Hazeh? Or were we created for something else? Anybody with half a brain is going to tell you, it can't be that we were created for all of these issues. It doesn't make any sense. It must be we were created for Olam Hazeh. That's what he says. That's what he writes. He says, so therefore you should always remember that when, you know, it gets rough and things are not working out, that's exactly what Olam Hazeh is supposed to be like. When it's going too smooth, you got a problem. You know, that's what he says. It's like, it's funny. My daughter showed me, we have this magnet at home on the refrigerator that it's a picture of people on a bike, biking uphill. And the magnet says something like, if the going gets too easy, then you're not going in the right direction or something. I forgot how good. I don't remember.
And you're going downhill.
What?
If it gets too easy, it's because you're going downhill.
If you know you're having a hard time, then you know you're going in the right direction. Something like that. Okay? So, but the truth is that it puts it in perspective. All of the different... You know, matzavim. There are plenty of matzavim and plenty that whatever. I don't. I just find it certain the concept. When you think about it and you really organize it, you know, we get bent out of shape over so many things. That for what reason? It's supposed to be like that. As a matter of fact, we'll see tonight. Let's see the Gemara. I was aiming on an interesting Nakuda today. The Gemara says, we're up to Tzadik Dalam base. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down. Hanina. Okay? You got that? Do you have any questions on the old Gemara, or are you figuring it out? Okay, fine. If you're having an issue, I'll be here hopefully the next year. I'll come up a little earlier. I'll come over there and we'll just close the gap. Okay? Chanina bar Papa, Rami Tziv. he had a contradiction in Sukkot. It says in Yeshaya, Morim Kitzai, and it says in Malachim, Moloin Kitzai. It is talking about, it's referring to Sancheriv, when he was talking about what he was planning on conquering. In one place it says that he's going to go Morim Kitzai, which is the heavens, like high up, and he's going to destroy them or set them aside. Malon Kitzai is like an inn, so to speak. So the question, and it's referring to the same story. When Sacharev came to try to drive Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael, and he was successful with 10 of the Shvatim, but in Mishalayim he wasn't successful to send us out. So why does it in one pasuk say Moraim, and one pasuk when Sacharev is talking says Malon? It seemingly would seem like two things. So the Gemara says, "I'm a Isi Rasha." This Rasha Sachem said, "B'tchila achav dir shamata." First, I'm going to try to destroy the dir shamata, which means the Beis Hamikdash, the dwelling down here. Achakach, and then achav dir shamayla, I'll go find the Kodesh Baruch Hu where he lives and try to destroy that too. He was so arrogant, such a Rasha, that his concept is what? Doesn't make sense. But in other words, he was going to show Hashem he's in charge. That's what he meant. No. But basically, what he meant to say was, I'm going to wipe out any remnant of anything that has to do with the Jewish nation. So the Gemara says, now where did it come from? How did Sancheriv get this whole concept? So the Gemara says, Amar Rishuv Amlevi, Ma'idiksev, Ato, Amibaladeh Hashem, Alisi, without Hashem I came up, Alamakim Azeh Lashchisai, to destroy, Hashem Amar Elai, Alei, Alarit Azeh Shishchisai, Hashem said, to go up and destroy. That means it sounds like Sancheriv had intention to do exactly this, destroy Klal Yisrael. And then he also said that Hashem requested of him to do it. So, Mayi, what is this talking about? What does it mean? What does it mean Hashem requested of him? So, the Gemara says, the Shama Lanavi, Sancheriv heard the Navi say, Yeko Amar, Yan Ki Ma'as Amazeh Esmeh Hashiluach, that they made mias, made disgusting. The waters of the Shiluach, Arachim La'ata, roll slowly. And it went over to Ritzin and Ben Ramalyo. Okay? Now what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amali Targuma, I craft not for the Targum of this Pasuk, but Rabbi Yadana Michael Amar. I would not have known what the Pasuk was referring to. What does it mean? So now Gemara explains. Cholah b'kotz ama ordein b'machusah d'meis David. That they got disgusted. The Yidden got disgusted with the machus of Beis David, which means chizkiyah. And what happened? The midbar lohin b'nayach k'may shiluach. And that he spoke to them softly the way the shiluach rolls. It's an analogy to the mei shiluach. The nagin b'nayachim. And what happened? B'shu'iu b'ritzin u'bar m'malya. And they left the Chizkiyah, and they wanted to say that these two people of Ritzin and bar m'malya should become king instead. And therefore, he overheard the Navi saying this. So right away, he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to come and want to destroy Klal Yisrael, because if Klal Yisrael is deserting Malchus Beis David, Chizkiyah, to go after these people, so Mela, he knew it was only a matter of time that this is what Hashem was going to want. And therefore, it's a lashon of that he was soft in that he's with a makubal. People listened. There was influence. He was very influential. He was very positive. That's a positive. They went away from that.
But nevertheless, they didn't like.
Yeah, they went away from that. Now, funny thing is that you want to know, so why would they go away from it? So the next Gemara is going to help us understand that. Because the Gemara says, Omer Birchan and Maidik says, Eris Hashem, the base Rosh, and is cursing in the house of a Rosh, but Novei Tzadik and Mivarach, and in the dwelling of a Tzadik, it's blessed. So the Gemara says, Eris Hashem, the base Rosh, is at Pekach Ben Mirmal Yo. Sure, this is the house of such a Rosh. This is, if you take a look, this is one of the people before, by Ramalia. So it says, Jehoiah Eichel Mem Sa Gezlois. He would eat 40 Sa of Gezlois, with Kinuach for dessert, Kinuach Suda, and he would not be satiated. The Novi Tzadik Mivoyrach Zechitzke Melch Yehuda Shai Eichel Litru Yorik Besuda. He had a small amount of food and he was very satiated. So what is talking about? So if you take a look in the Pesukim over here, Yeshaya, just to show you a little bit of a background, Rashi says like this, okay? Yeshu Hashem David, Yad, Kimo Asa Om Azeh, Esmei Hashiloyach, Ahorchem Ad, they were Moas in the Mei Hashiloyach, that goes to Ad. So what is that talking about? So Rashi says, the Machusa de Beis David, the Medaber Lohin ben Niach, Kimei Shalucha, the Nagdin ben Niach. Shalucha, what is it? Rashi explains it. Ma'ayinu, Shemar Gichon, Vishaluach, Sheratu, Ahasa, as the Malchus Beis David. They wanted to remove the kingdom of Beis David, which is, in this analogy, like the Meshiluach. And who did they want to give it to? The Keach Bemim Malyo. The Kan Niva, and the Novi is talking about Al Shabonovi Sayayay, Shabonovi Sayayay, Al Shabro Shalahi Boyche Beshuchim Alochim. That means, what turned them off from Chizkiah, says Rashi? That they looked at Chizkiah, and he didn't know how to eat from the Shulchan Malochim. That means, that he only was able to eat a little bit, and he ate to eat, and he was happy with that. He didn't want any more. And he sat and learned all day. He was happy to sit and eat a little bit just to survive. And they felt, hey, all of them are tzaddik echel seven arshay. Tzaddik eats, he's full. Because by him, he's eating just to survive, and that's it. But what happened? The ro is pekach ben ra yo. Echel apor so gezes bekinuach suda. Boy, I'm a lizen al chizkiyahu. Boy, I'm a zehu gilish melech. Ain't ze melech al ritzin ben ra yo. Whoa. They said that he's not ready to be king. He doesn't eat like a king. He's too busy learning. He doesn't partake of the, of like a suda sa melech in a proper oifen. So he can't be the king. And they deserted him. Hashem said, I know what you're thinking.
Like modern day Borough.
Right. I'm just showing you that, you know, like they say, history repeats itself, right? So, we just don't know. We don't know enough. But if we know everything, there would be no Chidushim anymore. Because it's all a different version of the same old. A different version here, a little change here. It's not, you know, what happened?
I'm sorry, there's something I'm missing. What is the modern repetition of this?
No, the point is that what seemingly is petty, let me ask you a question. Lahavdo, or not Lahavdo, depending how you look at it, okay? Depending which king. You want to decide to vote for a prime minister, or you're going to vote for a president, okay? Mm-hmm. Whichever citizen you happen to be.
Right.
Okay. And let's see who eats more. That will be the one I vote for. Now, come on. Right? Now, when you take a look at a lot of things going on, with this machlokes, that machlokes, this issue, that machlokes, that hafkodeh, a lot of things, like, is it really worth that much effort? Is it really worth that much time? Is it really worth that much kaychis? What happens is the kaych, I guess, of the brain, of the something, it gets in there, and it can build up that, because he wasn't Eichel from Sudas HaMelech. We don't understand what this means. It obviously must have a connotation of greatness of the king, a fear that comes along with the king, a certain awesome being removed. Could be because Chizkiah sat and learned all day. He barely ate anything. He didn't differentiate himself from all of the regular people, that they couldn't respect that. They felt that such a king can't exist. We don't know all of the goings on. All we do know is that Rashi tells us that because of this, they deserted David to move over to make, instead of Chizkiah king, someone else. So Omalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oichlin Oisam, Mitai Voisam, Ani, says Rashi, maybe Alechem Oichlin Harbin. Hinei, Ehim Milos Alechem, Ez Mea Nora Tzuma Yishtach Ez Mea Shiluach Haloshem Anochem. He says, you want these things. This is what you want, that you want to, this kind of stuff. So basically, this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying that he's going to destroy them. He's going to wipe them out. Now, what? It's a way of saying that that's what you're interested in. So I'm gonna get rid of you. Basically, that's what it says. Luchin, Hine Hashem, Mala Aleim, Esmei Anor Atzumim V'Rabim Esmelch Ashur, Eskolk V'Odi V'Ola Akol Viga V'Halcha Gol Gizay Yisav. And what happened was, basically, they got wiped out. These people got killed, and some of them, and a lot of them, got sent out. This is how they were able to send out. Now, this didn't work in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, they didn't get sent out. This is only the people that left, right? Second. Right. So Bekitza Maisa, what we see over here is that they deserted Chizkiah HaMelech for the wrong reasons. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them, and that's why Chetzer Chirev knew that he really basically was doing what Hashem wanted. Now, he's still a Russian, because he wanted to do it anyways. But the Maisa, Hashem just used him as a shliach to accomplish what he wanted. This had to happen. Sancheriv, you do it. Now, we had this repeated throughout history. Whenever a Russia got up and created destruction against Klal Yisrael, you know, so there are those that want to say, you know, never again. Like, they can control anything. The Rabbi Shalom wanted certain things to happen. He wanted certain things to happen. And we don't know the Cheshvan and the Cheshvach. We don't know. But now, looking back, you could see certain Cheshvan, as Rabbi Victor Miller once said. He said it many times. But the truth is, if you just take a look at what the world looked like as far as the amount of yeshivas and habotzes haTorah in 1932, and you look today in 2012, there's been such an explosion of ruchnias, of yeshivas, of Torah, of habatzas Torah, on such a level that is amazing. It's amazing stuff. And to think that, what did Hitler Yimashir want to do? The exact opposite. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt at that time that was what was necessary to cleanse, so to speak, to create that, because Kaiser was starting to assimilate at that time. There's a tremendous thing. I just heard a tape from Victor Miller. He gave a class to a seminary class in the 70s in New York, and somehow they found it in a closet, and it ended up by my father to
transcribe it because he transcribes their little stuff. So he sent me a copy of this thing, how he sets up the history of what happened to the Jewish nation after World War I in the lead up to World War II. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing to hear it. You could almost not believe it. It's just because of Miller saying it, you believe it. To hear the Haskalah that was going on. The Haskalah that was going on is amazing. To hear the way he describes it. The cause for the group of people banding together to create the State of Israel. How it was so not al-das jihadis at all. It was atheists, basically. And anybody who reads history knows that. I was never a history buff. So I knew it in the general sense. But I didn't know it. I didn't know it in the... When he goes through and describes how they would try to drive people, how more people were destroyed through the creation of the State of Israel to be driven away from Yiddishkeit than all the other tragedies that happened. Because over the years, and all of their descendants, millions and millions and millions don't even know they're Jewish. Barely know they're Jewish. Because of this concept of what happened, he says, and this is all, it's an amazing thing how he set it up. But the people in Russia, the Uzbekis that wanted it to become like communists, basically, which is atheists, they're the ones, they were Yidden, they were Jews, but they gave up Yiddishkeit in order to have the different advantages that the Communist Party card gave you. And they gave up Shabbos, and they gave up Kashrus, and they gave up Taras HaMishpacha. And then what happened was, is when the war started coming about, and they realized what was going on, so they decided to start a state of their own, not Al-Pi Torah, not a Jewish state, but a state where there are Jews in. That's really what it is. And if you hear how he sets it up and all the meetings that they had, they used to go and try to, like absorption centers, to try to get people to come. And they first cleansed you from any shaykhs of Yiddishkeit. And then, okay, now you're ready to come. Now we can take you. It was like camps set up in different countries. And he describes what happened and who ran them. He was there, he was alive at the time, and he explained how it was set up. It's amazing to see how Kodesh Baruch Hu uses all of this as a vehicle to create a matzav, so that now we're sitting in a Beis HaMedrash in Eretz Yisrael, in our Kodesh, learning Teres Hashem, which is the exact opposite of what the people who tried setting up the state wanted.
How did that lead to this, though?
That's the funny thing. Because Baruch Hu wanted that this should be, he uses whatever vehicles he needs, whatever shluchim he needs to get his end goal. If the way to do it was to create very strong-willed, very charismatic people who were atheists to get this thing started, in order so that there could be a place that would hold, a kli that would hold this kind of Torah, this kind of yeshivas, bishakis, this kind of explosion of Torah, of Kaisal Api Torah, he'll use anything. So that's what happened. The whole thing, Hashem is pulling every string. And the problem is that we're so busy we don't catch on. So Sancheriv was used in this case, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted to punish these people who were leaving Chizkiyah in order to go to because they ate like malachim. saw, to just give you a little understanding, it says, V'noyach motzachim be'enei Hashem, right? You know that pasuk, right? It doesn't say why. Did you ever think about it? Did you? I never thought about it.
Everybody else is
thinking why? Yep. What? Let me read you a Gemara. You want to see a Gemara? You want to see a Gemara? Gemara on Sanhedrin Kufches. Try to do this Gemara. This Gemara is definitely going to send shivers up your spine.
I'll look for this.
Well, I'm going to find it. I don't know. 1 second. I'll show you the Gemara. 1 minute. It's on Amud Aleph, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 lines up from the bottom, first word on the line.
Is?
Tana de Bay, Rabbi Shmuel.
Got it.
Okay? I'm going to read you a Gemara. Okay? So you hear it straight from the source. Tana de Bay, Rabbi Shmuel. Af al noyach, nechtach gezar din. Noach also was supposed to be killed in the marble. He wasn't worthy. I bet you never knew that. I didn't know. Okay? Elo, Shematzachay be'inei Hashem. Shenema, Nichamdi ki asisim, v'noach matzachay be'inei Hashem. That's a Gemara.
So there's no reason.
Now, if you want, we have the Chumash just to show you a very interesting thing. Where does it say this pasuk? Kini chatnin ki asisim. In Bereishis. Okay? The last pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. For Noach. It says that Hashem said, "Vayeme Hashem emches Adam Hashem rasi ma'al pnei Adama." I'm wiping everybody out. The Adam from man, Adama, Adremes, Adoiv Hashem to the birds. They're all going. Kinichamti ki Hashem. V'noach matzachim be'ene Hashem. Okay. Says the Sipurno, the Hatzel got bored of him, and he said, "Why didn't they show you Roy Lakach?" "Ah, don't think that they were Roy," says the Sipurno. And he goes on to explain the whole back and forth of what happened. But the bottom line is that, so what saved him? V'noyach matzachim be'enei Hashem. What did that mean? Why? It doesn't say why. Did you find it? On Kuf Ches? The problem is you have 4 pages for each one page. So you have around exponentially that many more pages to look through.
It's a time to be really short. No, I'm not following with this. I was just talking.
What?
It's further down.
That's later on. We get to here. Okay? That's over here. But over here already. What do you do? What do you do over here? We didn't get to the Rech Yitzchadik, Tomei Rederesev, only in his door, compared to Avraham Avinu, he was nothing. Yesh Doshim L'Shvach, Yesh Doshim L'Gnai, maybe it was really more Choshev. That we all know. What? I understand that. But what did Noach do to be Motzachim Ben Hashem?
It's not always chronological.
I agree with you. But the Maisa is, if this is the reason why he was spared, this is not the reason. Noach Yitzchadik, Tomei Rederesev, was after the fact. That Hashem already decided he's letting him live. So Rav Pam asked this question.
And how do we hear out that they know Noach Matzachain was after the fact and or after the
no,
fact?
No, I'm just telling you that the pasuk says that I'm wiping everything out. However, v'noach motzchem ein esher. So anyway, he's going to make it, not because he deserves it. Okay. Now, then later on, now it's describing the ma'aseh with Noach. The Noach was a tzaddik, and he was alechtam with the reisham. For he had three children. But it was already decided. What did he do? He asks Rav Pam Zichron Levracha. No, Rav Pam was. So Rav Pam says, "Madu amatzachin zelin is parish b'hadi b'teira." The Torah doesn't say why. Okay. I would say for Erech HaPayim, maybe we see Mechavidim, she call me she in a koyis, not a chay. He gives you a little... Now, someone who doesn't get angry, he's Matzachin back on his brother. Now, I just want to just make the leap for a minute and say that somebody who doesn't get angry is also going to be the same person who in our Gemara is going to be sameach with what he has, and because people get angry because they think things are coming to them. That's what happens. Someone dissed me. Alright? Someone, really? But if you're the person who's just happy with what you have, if you're the Chizki al-Melech, that Mestabek Mu'ud, I don't need more. You could be the biggest king in the world. You don't feel like it's below you not to be eating from the Shulchan Aruch. But automatically, somebody who could get angry, someone who does get angry, is somebody who obviously feels, hey, it's coming here, it's coming to me, I'm choshev, I'm this and that. You wound me. Okay? So, keep that in mind for right now. Just as a little bit of an insight in the connection. But he says over here, that he didn't get angry, okay? And therefore, the Yoimish of Shvil meet the zoo, she's dying by Noach Matzachay. Because of that, that's a Matzachay. Now, first of all, it's a good idea, in general, for all of us to work on that, because there's no question that a person who gets angry is really not liked, he's feared. But as soon as he's not around, you're able to say what you want to say about him, you're going to say it. We have someone who's a bachenta person, someone who doesn't get beregis, doesn't get kas. Such a person, and it's something we can think about. Now,
how do we know that he didn't get angry from his name?
What?
How do we know that he didn't have kas?
How do we know that he didn't get kas? Let's see. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, because when it says Tomim, he was a Tomim but the race of Ono Vishval Ruach, Anovi He Asher Shal Savonis. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah explains how he was able to. A person can't be a Balkas in Anov. Someone who's a Tomim, the translation of the Tomim means he's an Ono Vishval Ruach. Humble, humility. Mishval Ruach means that he's a Marval Midasev, basically. And therefore, the Gemara over there says, Adonishu, Ano Vesal in a Kais, Shval Ruach in a Ela Altaite, Shako Chayov in Bechvoite, Vene Magbara, Shein Oisim et Zayin. Noach lo le Kabel, Tariach, Matzaro Bizayin. In other words, someone who's an Ano, and therefore the Gemara over Zayin, the Vav, learns out that we see from there, from the fact that he was a Tamim, which means he was an Onav, he could not have been a Balkas, and therefore when he says, Noach Matzachim in Hashem, it's because he didn't get the Kas. Okay? Now, L'maisa, this is the downfall of so many people and things and situations is because people lose themselves. And the truth is, this all comes from not feeling like I have what I'm supposed to have. It all comes from feeling like things are, you deserve something. Things are coming to you. And he brings that over here, there was his mother. So his mother told him, Amaisa, there was a chashav rav that lived in Europe that one time got a piece of cloth from Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted a piece of linen. He wanted to make it into a pair of talis cotton. He gave it to one of his chassidim, who was a chayit, a tailor, to make it. And weeks went by, and he didn't get it back. And he was mamish, obsessed, OCD, about this cloth. He couldn't wait to get this talis cotton and to kiss it and put it on. It was the only thing on his mind. And after a few weeks, the guy didn't come back. So he said, not the person, and not the talis cotton. So he calls him. He says, Madua Leibasa, why don't you come back? So the Chayit got all embarrassed. I'm very embarrassed to tell you what happened. But I laid it out to cut out the hole for the neck. I didn't realize that the beged was doubled over. And now instead of one hole for the neck, you have two holes. He destroyed the fabric. So the rega noflu pnei tzaddik machmasa achzav agdol. For a split second, he had that letdown. For a split second, that letdown. But right away, Imamish said, he got happy, and he said, wow, two necks, amazing. And this is the lotion. It's beautiful with these two holes. Shneim tzrichim, which name tovim ke'echod. I needed both of them. Ha'echod, tzarech ha'beged k'ragil. I needed for the to put my head in if I want to wear it. V'asheni le'nasis es motchel. Lirish m'yovei motchel l'klal kas. His name is Mordechai. He says it's to test me to see if I'm going to get angry. So I needed that second one just as much as I needed the first one. Now. To us, go buy another one. So we have to use this in mindset. And he writes that a lot of these kind of stories, his mother told him a lot. But we have to take the thing that's sentimental to us. We all have that one thing. And we all know that we'd go crazy if we lost it. We'd go crazy. Not only for the value of it, but for the history of it, right? And how would we react? That could only be if we think that something's coming to me. If we think that something's coming to me, so then okay, we can react however we want. But if we have clarity and we realize I'm not going to have anything more than what I'm supposed to have anyway, I won't have a problem. The Mela, the Gemara over here, the Gemara says that they went and they left. They were looking for things they didn't need, they weren't supposed to have. Besides for that, whatever the cheshbon is in what they wanted and what they didn't want. I don't know. I don't know what the cheshbon is. I really don't know. But the point is that we and they got destroyed. And 10 shvatim got sent away. And if you just go through history a little bit, we'd realize how so many things, what was the initial cause, was we weren't happy with what we had. We wanted more than what we had. We wanted different than what we had. I'm telling you, it is the cause of showing bias issues. It's the cause of problems with our children. People think not. No, it's because there's too many people in the class, and because the system stinks, the yeshivas are off the wall. We have a million cheshbonos, why? But it's because we refuse to look inside and try to focus in on, you know, maybe it's because 7 years ago, we disciplined that kid with this and this and this, or maybe we should have really did this and that and that. We never look inside. It's always, we always want something we don't have. We always need something we don't have. It is such a cause of so many problems that we have. All the time. I see it in my own house. You know, I have to hope that I catch myself. But a lot of times, that's what happens. You just get caught up with whatever's going on, and you just get upset. Who doesn't get upset? Who can go day in, day out, not get upset about things. The only reason why we could get upset is because we think, hey, it's common to us not to work, not to be like this. It's not as kind. The whole thing is crazy. But yet, that's how we work. So we learn this Gemara. Let's take it out and apply it in our life a little bit. That we can work on these Nekudas. So he doesn't eat. So he doesn't have this. So he doesn't have, if this is where we're put, and this is how Hashem wants us, then this is what we have to be happy with. If we could work on this thing, take care of 100% of our problems. That's the truth. Monday.